Stuff rolling here. There we go. Well, Christian, as we look at the markets, they finished out wrapping up the month of August. Beans are talking about, what, the fourth consecutive month that they've seen lower numbers?
You have. You know, and it's just been a slower and lower type of market. I mean, we're just crop is doing well. And, you know, we put on some rain in areas that needed it here in this last week or two. So it's not like we have any type of weather problem to really talk about here. So the big thing this week, earlier in this week anyway, was just the simple fact that you did have some processors that couldn't find beans, and that tried to rally the nearby, but the new crop's really still going to struggle here just because that the crop is in good shape, and we are looking at a very good crop. You know, 45.5 is what the yield is looking like, and there's going to be a lot of beans out there.
Is there any thought? I mean, I know that weather has been very wet in so many areas. Do you see it as much of a marketing concern at this point?
We don't see it as a big concern unless you start to see more or a big talk of sudden death syndrome and things like that. You would have to have, you know, disease problems, those type of things. Typically, you get rain in August, and beans are going to love that, and the production's going to you know, spike pretty quick. Corn, I see corn as just a sideways market. We actually put in a reversal a couple weeks ago, and we haven't gone below that level. But the wheat market is kind of trending sideways, too. It seems like when we get concerns out of Europe, then we rally, but then we fade back pretty quick, too. So I think wheat and corn are trying to base, but beans are still the one that's downtrending.